Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. As we think this morning about a new beginning, a new year, a new ministry for Pastor Smith, new life for us all, and also remembering that beginning that Christ made at his baptism, and the beginning you made at your baptism, I take you back to another new beginning, a portion of which was read to you. But a few verses before that, some words of importance to us, again from the book of Joshua, the third chapter, beginning at the third verse. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it, that you may know the way you shall go, for you have not passed this way before. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, a distance of about 2,000 cubits. Do not come near it." And Joshua said to the people, "Sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you." And Joshua said to the priests, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on before the people." And they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. My brothers and sisters in Christ, everything that I have said about new beginnings all bases upon going forward in the name of God. We go forward into this new year in the name of God. We go forward into this new ministry in the name of God. We go forward in our lives, having our sins washed away, reminding ourselves of our baptism in the name of God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, with the stamp of God upon him at his baptism, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am pleased." And later, those same words at his transfiguration, with the additional words, "Listen to him." We go forward. We go forward today as we think about what the people of Israel went forward as they were about to enter that land that God had promised them. They first of all went forward under God. It was not the soldiers or any other group that led the children of Israel across the River Jordan. It was the Ark of the Covenant. It was the Ark of God carried by the priests as they went before the people. In any task that we do, in any beginning that we make in life, we go forward under God. The favorable presence of God is what it means to go forward and have any kind of progress made in the name of God. You began your life as a Christian in the name of God. A sign of the cross upon your forehead and upon your heart in token that you have been redeemed by Christ the crucified. Jesus' public ministry began with his baptism, and he went forward from there into a wilderness to be tempted and to live his life and die and rise again that you and I might have life. Even at the time of his feeding the disciples that special meal that is now for all of us, and letting them know that they would desert him, but he also said to them, "I will rise again," and in the Gospel of Matthew, "I will go before you into Galilee." God always going before us, going forward today under God. But there's something else about that going forward. It's a going forward with reverence. In the fourth verse of our text, it speaks to us, "There shall be a space between you and it, a distance of about 2,000 cubits. Do not come near to it." A reverence for that ark and what it means and what it contained and what the presence of God meant for people, standing in awe of the power of God. The measurement was 1,000 yards, 10 football fields. Perhaps the ark was barely visible in front of them, but they followed it, standing in reverence of the God. Go forward, but the people were warned to keep a distance. Come into the presence of God, knowing that He is an awesome God, a powerful God. You and I know, as well as anyone, that what Jesus Christ came to do was to reduce the distance between God and man. We were separated from God. We were going in a different direction from God. And Jesus Christ came to reduce that 1,000 yards. He came to tear that temple curtain in two and to literally, as the writer to the Hebrews tells us, bring us into the presence of God. But even coming into the presence of God does not remove the need for reverence in the presence of God. As beautiful as our personal relationship with Jesus Christ and God is, it is still one that needs the reverence that is so important in knowing who God is and what He has done for us. That confrontation before Moses in a bush that was burning but not consumed, and the Lord says to him and to us, "Take off your sandals, for the ground upon which you stand is holy ground." Follow God going forward with a reverence for what He means and the power that He has given to us in our baptism. And it also says, going forward with caution. It says, you have not passed this way before. This is going to be unfamiliar territory to you, rough ground. Many of the spies who went into this land said, you're going to have a rough time. Don't even go into it. You have not passed this way before. I've oftentimes used this portion of Joshua as a wedding text to help couples understand that as they begin their life as husband and wife, they have not gone this way before. And before them goes the Lord of the church, the Lord of the home, the Lord of that couple. The people and you and I, as we make any kind of beginning in our lives, go forward with the caution that it is unfamiliar ground and we need to let God lead the way. Listen to Him, our Lord God said to us at His transfiguration. But even more so, the going forward was a going forward in faith. Joshua said to the people, sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Consecrate yourselves, identify yourselves as one who is a child of God. Indicate that God has taken possession of your life as He came to you and made you a part of His kingdom. Luther's beautiful reminder to all of us, to remind us of that possession as we awaken each day to remember our baptism with the sign of the cross, that day and our life is a new beginning, a beginning in the name of Him who died and rose again for all of us. The Lord will do wonders. He will separate the waters of the flooding Jordan. But even more so, He will bring together His people who were separated by sin and death and the devil. Go forward in faith, knowing what God has done for us and will continue to do for us. And if you are in a position of leadership in the church, you go forward as leaders, because Joshua also said some words to the priests. Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on before the people. And the priests did that. We have been baptized to go ahead, to set the pace, to provide the tone, to be the example for people of God. You will note in reading later on that when those priests came to the River Jordan in its flood stage, as their feet touched the waters parted, and the people were able to cross the River Jordan on dry ground. And it was also interesting to note that the priests carried that ark into the middle of the river and stood there and waited while the people passed onto dry ground across the other side, so that the people can see the Ark of the Covenant as they walk and have no fear for the wall of water on both sides. And you, as leaders in the church, shepherds of the flock, stand with the word of God focused in your lives so that they might focus on it as people of God, as they too go forward in faith. A first century Jesus Christ said something to first century disciples that still applies to 20th and 21st century disciples. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. It sounds a little bit like Joshua chapter 3. Take up your cross, follow Christ, set the tone, be the example, that people might know where you stand and therefore know where God stands. Knowing that, we all go forward today. Following Christ, we go forward reverently, cautiously, faithfully, and very much knowing that God will do great wonders for us. And knowing also, as you lead the way, we might just find ourselves way out in front of the world. In Jesus' name, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.